Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl, the host of Marketplace from APM. If you love something, the saying goes, set it free. Let it go. Give it away, even. Americans give away, on average, about 5% of our earnings. Some give more, some less. A few give everything. Paul Sullivan is the Wealth Matters columnist for the New York Times, and he writes in our special section about young people who've inherited money, big money we're talking about, and who've decided to give it all away. Hey, Paul.
Hey, Kai, how are you?
I'm good, but hook me up, man. Why are these young kids giving their money away?
Crazy, huh?
Honestly, it's a little
Yeah, I mean, they have a different thought. I mean, this particular group, they're motivated by social justice. I mean, look, for decades, for a century or more, people have been given money and they've squandered it. These people are being given money and they want it to have a positive impact in the world.
You talk about them as trust fund progressives, which I find an interesting juxtaposition.
Yeah, I mean, they have all this privilege. They realize they have this privilege. Yet, I mean, they want to say, you know, can we do our little part in making the world a little bit more equitable place? And this one woman, Jessie Spector, she inherited a little over $500,000 from her parents, and she didn't know what to do with it. They'd already paid for her to go to college. She was starting off in life, and she said, you know, there are a lot of problems out there. There are a lot of problems that this money could benefit. And that's what she set about doing. She set about finding out ways to give this money away. And lo and behold, there's this organization out there called Resource Generation that brings together all kinds of young inheritors and helps them solve this issue of how to give their money away to organizations that matter.
How much of this is angst and guilt over their position in society?
Angst goes a long way in motivating all of us, I think. And that's, you know, there's certainly a part of it here. But it's a little bit more sophisticated than just thinking, look, I got all this money, I don't want it. It's more, why me? You know, why was I the one who was born to the grandfather who made all this money in finance when somebody else who's just as smart, who works just as hard as I do, wasn't? And so they're looking to take a positive change, make something positive out of that guilt that they feel.
How are they doing it? I mean, are they just writing checks or what's the mechanism?
They are writing checks, you know, to traditional nonprofits, to charities. They're also making low or no interest loans to organizations that they believe in. And lastly, they're helping their friends. They're perhaps, you know, buying a new car for somebody who needs to drive to work or helping somebody pay off a big medical bill.
Paul, not to be crass here, but how much money are we talking about?
You know, Kai, I asked them that same question.
It ranges from both my parents have professional careers and when they pass away, I'll inherit their house worth $500,000, but maybe not any cash, to right now I have access to a foundation that is worth over $100 million.
Let's be clear here. These folks are not just giving away like dividend checks and extra income on their $20 million. They're actually dipping into principal and giving away the principal.
Right, which, you know, any trust and estate attorney would say this is anathema. Yeah. You should never, ever do this. And they're giving away, you know, vast sums. I mean, one fella I talked to inherited about $1 million. And in the late 1990s, he was trying to give it away, you know, $5,000, $10,000 at a time. And it wasn't working because back then the stock market was going up so quickly that every bit of money he gave away got replaced. So he got frustrated at one point. He says, I'm just going to divide it up into thirds. I'm going to keep a third and give two thirds to these two guys that I grew up with. And from there, he started taking much more radical steps with giving the money away quickly.
Here's the cynic in me, Paul. You ready?
Go.
How much of this is young idealism? Because 55-year-olds think differently than 25-year-olds.
You're absolutely right. And this group, Resource Generation, its membership is ages 18 to 35.
Yeah.
And they kick them out when they're 35 and become cynical.
It's like Logan's Run. Paul Sullivan at the New York Times. Paul, thanks a lot.
Thank you very much.